sounded good.
I know.
But anyway.
Well, the music is back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did that start? Well, that's okay. Don't turn up. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know why it's doing that. We're trying to get into our gospel because the show is about religion. So I'm going to do this one more time. Please forgive me, folks. The show today is Religion on the Cross, and we're starting it with What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Aretha Franklin for that opening show. And welcome, everybody, to In the Studio, and happy Easter to everybody around the world today. And I hope you're celebrating with your family and your friends, eating good, and I hope the kids got a bunch of little eggs, and they'll probably be passing gas in another hour or so, y'all. But I hope everybody enjoyed a good Easter today. We sure are. We're enjoying with our families. So with that, like I said, today's show is about, is religion on the cross? So let me bring in our crew, my co-host, Bernice.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Easter.
All righty. And our producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet.
Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. With that, we're going to begin, of course, always with entertainment news and then news of the weird. And Chabonet will let us know what's going on in the sports world, and then we'll go into our segment. So with that, let's begin with Bernice. What's going on down the hall with the entertainment this week, Bernice?
Oh, honey, we got producers at ABC's Good Morning America have created a firestorm with their over-the-top promotion of Katie Couric filling in for Good Morning America.
Uh-oh.
Robin Roberts took a week off for vacation, and Katie Couric substituted for her. Well, the promotion of her was everywhere, and many felt it was a slap in Roberts' face.
Well,
amen. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. In the battle for morning ratings dominance, Good Morning America is creeping up on Top Rated, the Today Show, and that's largely due to Roberts. Now, this is no slight against Couric, who did mornings for many years at the Today Show, but Couric is excellent at what she does. But why would producers create this environment? Yeah, that's not healthy as far as I'm concerned. The promoters for Couric was over the top, but why not the same for Roberts and George Stephanopoulos? Many staffers were unhappy with the ways things unfolded. Robin Roberts returned from vacation next week, and Couric's much anticipated daytime talker debuts in September. Now, she already left the show, right? Y'all, get me straight on that.
Who, Katie Couric? Remember,
yes.
She was on CBS as her anchor?
Yes.
And then she, I guess mutual agreement, she left CBS.
Right.
So now she's got a daytime talk show that's coming on, I guess, in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the way they did, you're right, Bernice, because the way they did Robin Roberts almost made people think for a minute, was she taking her place on Good Morning
America?
Well, she's
coming, she's no longer with the company, you know what I'm saying, with the network, Good Morning America.
Who?
Katie Couric, right?
She was never with them. She was on the Today Show.
Okay, so why are they bringing someone from outside to take her place when they've got other people in there?
Because Robin went on vacation for a week, they brought Katie in as just a substitute.
So I hear what Mama Rollins is saying.
You
why
hear
did
what
they
I'm
bring
saying,
her again when they have other staffers there that could have filled
why,
in for her? Like today's show.
There.
If one of those guys is sick, they don't bring someone else from another national talk show. They just bring one of their staffers on, and then they fill in for that person while they're gone. So I understand.
See,
yeah,
I think that was a
Katie
slap
Couric.
To her. And it was a slap to, what's his name? And, excuse me, I can't even recall their name.
Oh, George Stephanopoulos,
Yeah. That was a slap. I'm like, oh, no, she's the only one that can do all this stuff? I have a problem with that. Moving on. I'm not going to go into that, y'all. The final autopsy findings have been released regarding the death of Whitney Houston, y'all. The coroner's report, which was released this week, confirmed drowning as the cause of death, with heart disease and cocaine use listed as contributing factors. The singer was actually found face down in her hotel bathtub by her personal assistant. Houston was even scalded by the hot water before the assistant and Houston's bodyguard could remove her body from the tub. Toxicology tests already found cocaine, marijuana, and prescription drugs in Houston's system. Come on now. The final report also noted there were drugs found in the hotel bathroom. Wait a minute. Let me finish this. Including a mirror with traces of a white powdery substance and a spoon with a white crystal-type substance and an ashtray full of cigarette butts. Prescription drugs were also in the bathroom. The coroner's report concluded that Houston's death was accidental. Now, explain to me. wasn't all this stuff not even found in her apartment when they went up there to her body?
Well, they were trying to cover it up. That's all.
Okay.
They were trying to cover it up. But initially when they went in, they thought there was drugs involved and prescription. But they
mm-hmm.
hushed it up real quick because I think her people were trying to do damage control right
yeah.
quick before
okay.
it went public about her death. But, you know, the truth has got to come out because when they do the autopsy, they're going to know what's in her body.
They're going to know. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Okay.
And, you
so
know, there's only a foot of water in the tub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she, you got to understand, I think what happened was Whitney probably had a heart attack because, you know, cocaine will cause the heart to palpitate
mm-hmm.
quicker. And I think she just fell over when she died. And so,
right.
you know, with the water, even though that little bit of water, it was still enough to complete her death,
mm-hmm.
you know,
oh,
to
yeah.
take her on
Stable.
Out. So,
mm-hmm.
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 You know, it's been sports figures that have used cocaine and died. Young guys
yeah.
coming right out
That's
of college, remember, quite a few
mm-hmm.
years ago. But it was because the cocaine speeded up their heart that they had a heart attack while they were out on the floor after the game and died.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. That's true.
That's
crazy. True.
So, you know,
yes,
Whitney's been using it for a long time. But come on, y'all. We don't know what damage. I mean, of course, the coroners would know. But for
mm-hmm.
us from the public watching her through the years, you don't know what damage she's did to her body with all that cocaine.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's so true. Mm-hmm.
You know, and prescription drugs, too. That has an effect on your body if it's misused.
And see,
that's
and that's
right.
where they need to stop taking that blame on, take it off of Bobby, because Whitney was already smoking weed before she even got with Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been divorced for I don't know how long, so she could have been walked away. She's had a couple of rehabs,
mm-hmm.
and it still didn't take. So this is on
and
Whitney, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah, God rest her soul. None of us wanted to see her pass away, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
stop blaming Bobby. Whitney was a grown woman. She knew what
That's
she was
right.
doing.
She knew exactly
yeah.
what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't what I signed up for, says Mary J. Blige in response to the negative fan reaction she got from her new food commercial. Blige signed on as a spokeswoman for Burger King, and in their
mm-hmm.
ad campaign, she is singing about fried chicken. Well, now, she done, oh, let me. Well, the backlash was heard loud and clear. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
feel that the legendary queen of hip-hop soul should not have been singing about fried chicken. Some left the ad bordered on buffoonery. The ad was pulled immediately. Burger King says they pulled the ad because of licensing concerns and not the controversy about Blige, who reports says was made $2 million for her participation in the campaign. The new Burger King ad campaign is going to be huge, featuring celebrities such as Jay Leno, David Beckham, and Selma Hayek. As for Blige, she says what was put on the air was an unfinished clip and totally different from the concept she was told. Burger
mm-hmm.
King has issued an apology to Blige and her fans for releasing an ad that created such controversy. The fast food giant hopes to release the final ad soon. I don't think that's going to happen. And even if they do release it, even if they do release it, the damage is already done. Huh?
Oh, yeah, the damage is done. No, I heard
yeah.
it on Cairo 97.3 FM,
okay.
and they had played, they just talked about this on Friday, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, the first they were trying to say it sounded like her old songs, and no, it doesn't, but
okay.
they were saying because it was fried chicken, you know,
uh-huh.
African-American,
right,
which my
right.
Mary J. Blige is, it could
mm-hmm.
come off offensive. I mean, I heard it. I liked the song. I really did.
Okay.
I wasn't offended whatsoever. I was, if anything, I wanted to go get a chicken sandwich for Burger King.
See?
But I can see where it could be stereotyped because anytime you talk about fried chicken or watermelons,
mm-hmm.
it's already tagged to African Americans.
Yeah,
so,
it's already been stereotyped.
You know, so I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just saw the commercial today with Jay Leno, and I can't remember who was in the car with him. And it was a cute little commercial. It made me giggle. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we all just need to see or hear the whole advertisement for Burger King before
right.
everybody goes to jumping on the bandwagon as saying it's
yeah.
a racial stereotype, you know.
Yeah. Well, me personally, I haven't seen neither one of them, so, you know, I'm still up in the air
yeah,
about
I
it.
Either.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's just for your own interpretation, however you take it.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I bet Mary's going to be critiquing from now on when they come to her about commercials.
Oh,
hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's responsibility on her, too.
Yep. Yep,
yep,
yep, and her management, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who's back together?
Yeah.
Shaq O'Neal, reality star Nikki Hoops, Alexander. The two split up briefly a few weeks ago, and Shaq celebrated his 40th birthday party with another woman, woman, excuse me, but Shaq and Hoops have been together for a while, and they do make a cute couple. Now they're back together. Will she ever get Shaq to marry her? Hell no.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. And if y'all didn't see the ad this week, now this is an ad that'll get you. Basketball great Charles Barkley is dressing like a woman in his Lose Like a Man weight loss campaign for Weight Watchers. The ad campaign debuts this week. So far, Barkley has been doing well. He's lost 42 pounds. His goal is to lose 100. But the ad has him in a dress and a woman's wig with his hands on his hip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Charles,
and women's
they must
shoes
be paying
on.
You good money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They must be paying him good money.
Oh, you
quick thing, Tyler Perry is coming to the rescue of Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter. The 19-year-old daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown has been added to the cast of Perry's show For Better or Worse. The show stars Tasha Smith and Michael J. White. New episodes debut this summer on TBS. And Bobby Chris will play the daughter of a hairstylist. And more Tyler news. He is coming to town. Perry is starting as Madea in the stage production. Madea gets a job, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
It begins Friday, May 18th, and, on the East Coast. Through Sunday to May 20th, but that's on the East Coast.
Okay.
So I don't know when it's going to come out to the West Coast. We'll have to look at his schedule, go to his website, which is Tyler Webby. TylerPerry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Tyler Perry, I'd like to say this. For the listening audience, I'm sure a lot of you people probably read this or heard it this week, hopefully read it. Tyler Perry on Thursday was headed home, and he was stopped by the police. Now, mind you, he didn't have a problem with this because he went from the left lane all the way over to the right, but he said his bodyguard has showed him that as a safeguard if someone is following you. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know. So the police were by. He didn't see it was a police car or somebody following. Well, anyway, he admitted to that it was wrong, you know, improper driving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the police started trying to profile him like he was not necessarily a criminal, but, you know, your car is tinted too dark. Who were you?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Well,
more
Tyler Perry never said who. He never said, I'm Tyler Perry, blah, blah, blah. He's just, you know, this
right.
is my license, and I'm Tyler Perry. Well, they called in another cop car with two more police officers, y'all, as backup on Perry. He ain't out the car yet.
They was picking for
the
a fight.
The black
you know
officer.
That.
Huh?
They
yeah,
was
the first two
for
officers were white. Yeah, let me
yeah.
make that clear. The first two officers were white. So the backup police that came were two black officers. When one of the black officers approached Tyler Perry and looked down and saw who he was, he said, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to the white officers and let them know who Tyler Perry was, the money he brings to Atlanta, because that's where his studio and his business and everything is here, and
right.
you didn't know who he was or even bothered to ask, you know,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they released him. They let him go. So we don't know if the white cops ever wrote him a ticket or not, but he was released. Well, Tyler Perry put it on his website, and he had like 117,000 comments, 12,000 shares, and I don't know how many multiple thousands of something else. So if you go to his site, you'll be able to read the full story in its essence. But anyway, after coming off of Trayvon, profiling a brother, another thing, you know, instead
yeah.
of figuring or finding out who he is.
Damn.
But anyway, and then also I want to speak about this real quick, and then I'll turn go for a break and turn it over to Shaw. If you guys been watching Dancing with Stars, you know that actor Jaleel White is on there.
Yes.
Okay, did I do that? Jaleel White is getting more than he bargained for with his recent stint on Dancing with the Stars. White, 35, is best known for his role as Steve Urkel, of course, on Family Matters. Well, White is downplaying the drama on the Dancing with the Stars set after word leaked out there was feuding with his dance partner, Kim Johnson. Sources said he made her cry and called her an idiot. While reportedly got into a shouting match with the show's producers when they questioned him about his behavior. Last week, White's baby mama, Bridget Hardy, came forward with claims that he called her white trash, beat and cheated on her.
Oh, my God.
White sister's baby mama is looking for publicity and is jealous of his success. Mm-hmm. He says no charges have ever been filed, and he has never been questioned by police. White also says he pays his child support. So far, White has been performing well on the show, but bad publicity could hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
Sources on the show are being quiet about the controversy. Okay, so what happened, y'all? What had happened was...
Okay. Wow.
They were practicing, and the lady accidentally stepped on his foot and made a mistake. Okay, that's why you're practicing, to get your routine correct before the judge.
Exactly.
He went off on her, and in the process of going off on her, another... dancer, a male, came up and told him, you know, like, cool it, man, all that isn't even necessary to talk to her. This is your partner. Well, he got up in his face like he was getting ready to hit him, and the producer and the director came in the center of him and said, enough is enough, stop it. You know, what is all this? So it's being reported through the producers, but come on, y'all, Jaleel, when was the last time you saw him in something?
He's on site.
Yeah. Wow.
He was on site one time on the show. He's not a regular person on site.
I know, but he does little shows here and there, and who knows what he does in the background. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's got this ego on him, and he thinks he's all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby, you ain't Denzel Washington. You ain't up there with the big time, so you know. And besides that, you're on Dancing with the Stars. You dance.
Well, he did say he
your routine.
Yeah, well, he did say he liked to entertain and please people, you know. So I think because of that, you know, he felt that he didn't meet his expectations of pleasing folks.
Well, I don't know, but I think he got some ego problems and he better adjust.
I wonder, is he like a
show.
Perfectionist or something?
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. He could be a perfectionist.
Okay,
but
they were in practice, y'all. You still practice. They worked
that's
before
true.
The judges when he acted a fool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying
that's
why you practice to make perfect, you know, before
exactly.
you do your routine. So what are you getting upset for? Okay, she made a mistake. Oh, well, we'll try it again, and then I won't step on your foot, you know.
But
anyway, I think he's smelling his own piss. Okay, last thing on news, Usher is getting ready for the big screen. He'll be playing boxing great Sugar Ray Leonard in the upcoming movie. Right now he's currently training in London. And congratulations to you, Usher, because I think he'll be great. I really do. I think he'll do real good in that part. So I'm hoping for the best for him. Also, one other thing, they're trying to do a movie, y'all, of Whitney. You know that was coming down the pipe. And so Rihanna wants to do it. I was like, are you kidding me? Rihanna looks like she's, what did Rihanna say, light bright. She ain't going to fit the part. But I'll tell you who could do it really good and looks like Whitney is Eve. That young girl that was a rapper and also she had her own series on TV. Eve looks just like Whitney.
Oh, okay.
Now, she could play her and also do the aging scenes where Whitney got older. But if you look at Eve and put her picture next to Whitney, it's believable. Kind of like, you know, how Jamie Foxx was with Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Rihanna? Uh-huh. No. Rihanna, you don't look nothing like, you got a little nose, but you don't look nothing like Whitney. Besides that, you don't act.
Yeah.
Barely can sing, let alone act. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah,
true.
Let's be real here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, y'all, we're going to take a quick break and come back so Shao can tell us about News of the Weird and the NBA scores. And then after that, we are going to talk about is religion on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So stand by because it's going to get good, y'all. We're going to take the roof off today. I know it's Easter, but the truth will set you free. All right. And it's the power of love coming to you right now.
I was a
Hello, welcome back to In the Studio with LSV. And now we're going to have Chauvinet tell us about what's happening in News of the Weird, girl.
Oh, Lord, these people. News of the Weird are stories, true stories, across the world that you just couldn't believe actually happened. So here's a couple of stories, or actually just, yeah, one story under Merchandise Hot in Pennsylvania. In January, police in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, investigated a series of car robberies, including one from a car belonging to Kathy Sonaras, who reported that they only took his dentures. Really, people? Why did you bring it to someone's car to steal?
Damn. Oh, come on now. Oh, my
goodness. Later, the health worker Duport Marlene, 44, was charged with false teeth start from the mouth of one of the patients under their care in a nursing home in what seems Grove, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure what that means. Also in February, Elvin Fuller, 49, was charged with robbing the First National Bank of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, a crime that was necessary. He told the woman to a police officer because he needed money for a new denture false. Medicare,
oh,
you got to step up and start getting these elderly people their teeth. We don't want these citizens out here robbing for their fake teeth.
Well, they're trying to tell y'all something, that people need money so they can get their denture work done, y'all. This is what they're trying to tell you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And people with problems. Only the lonely Adrian Balotieri, 51 years old, was accused of soliciting the services of a prostitute in February in Branton, Florida, after being approached by the police to an undercover agent who posed as a prostitute and entered into a transaction. In exchange for $15, Adrian agreed to have the opportunity to sniff the aroma of the genitalia area of the prostitute.
Oh, please. How sick you be. Damn.
That is gross.
That's a perv.
Yes,
it is.
Yes. And under our least competent criminals, do not see it coming. In March, the Canadian Jasmine Clark pleaded guilty in federal court in Seattle to smuggling nearly 11 kilos of cocaine into the United States. She was arrested at an inn called the Smuggler's Inn, located about 30 meters from the border at Blaine, Washington. Damn shame.
I know.
Damn,
that's a
shame.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy. Police in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Well, Pennsylvania, what the hell are y'all doing? The alleged thief, Christopher Wallace, had loaded his truck with goods of a house located on the first floor, but instead to end our activities, came back to review the second floor. Later, the man was rushed to the hospital after falling unintentionally from a window of the second floor, which led to a fractured back, hip, and arm.
Damn.
That's what we call karma. The News of the Weird has reported several prolific men who sell their sperm to sperm banks and then be selected from catalogs of multiple women who want to be mothers and who seek high-quality playback, and also the case of a middle-aged doctor who raised the money for women to find donors, but then he decided to provide it to customers. Trent Arnestad, 36 years old, who works in a computer security, most notable the donor is Rogue in the United States and offers its products completely free of charge to customers of the same sex and low income who are struggling to get through sperm banks.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, the father of at least 15 children. Since 2010, the FDA of the country has tried to leave his job as a manufacturer not enrolled of tissue that must therefore comply with the federal safety regulations. According to its biography published in the New York in February, Mr. Trent, the son of parents who disapprove, his father is a this don't make no sense. His father is a Pentecostal minister and also a virgin. How you gonna be a virgin?
Oh, that don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Thank you. But this man has produced 15 children. For sperm, just donating his sperm. 15 children. Good Lord.
Well, with the sperm bank, you know, they don't have to have sex with a woman. You know, they can just, you know, go ahead on and have the doctors do it and just do their thing and have them ejected. And then again, he'll probably just, I don't know how they do it. I'm just guessing, y'all.
know that's right.
You know,
on March.
I mean,
yeah,
so
no,
many
I
new things coming out. You know.
Yeah, artificial insemination is supposed to be the legal way.
Yes.
I don't know about these folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On March 3rd, police in Cantel, Sierra Linca, Jonica found dead, 24 years old, with the help of his friends, had been buried in a trench of 3 feet deep to try and beat the world record as a person buried alive for longer. Clearly, the 6 hours underground was too ambitious. An Associated Press report noted that not clear if there is a record official in this category.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he might have died for nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Just an idiot. And that's the news of the weird.
All righty,
that's crazy.
I'm like,
all
oh,
right.
Lord. So for anybody, we can recap real quick on the tournaments of the NCAA. Kentucky won for the men, and Baylor won for the ladies.
Yo, yo, Kentucky, I'm happy.
Congratulations,
mm-hmm.
ladies and
mm-hmm.
gentlemen. And for our NBA scores right now in the third quarter, the Celtics are whooping the 76ers, 74-48.
Damn.
Third quarter between the Heat and Pistons, Heat is 58, Pistons are 44. Third quarter for the Nets and Cavaliers, the Nets is beating the Cavaliers 72-67.
Ooh.
Second quarter, the Spurs are beating the Jazz 32-23. Second quarter, Thunder is beating the Raptors 26-22. The Rockets and the Kings are played tonight. If you have NBA TV, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And the Knicks beat the Bulls in overtime, 199.
Ooh. Wow.
Right.
1 point
That's
difference.
Good. Mm-hmm.
One
you know,
point.
The Bulls in Oklahoma are really playing well, y'all.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
Doing good. Yeah, their status right now, the Bulls are 43 wins, only 14 losses.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
they've won 21 games away and only lost 8.
See? So they're good away team.
That's good.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
They're real good away team. Okay.
Yeah, they're rocking. And for all you Major League Baseball fans, yay, it's about that time.
Yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
White Sox and the Rangers play tonight on ESPN and ESPN3 at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. The Marlins lost to the Reds 6-5. The Indians beat the Blue Jays 4-3. The Mets beat the Braves 7-5, and the Tigers beat the Red Sox 13-12. The Pirates beat the Phillies 5-4. The Orioles beat the Twins 3-1. The
mm-hmm.
Astros beat the Rockies 3-2, and the Rays get out of here beat the Yankees 3-0.
Ooh.
And the Yankees are sucking this season. They are 0-3.
Dang.
What are they getting? They got a
win,
new team
huh?
or something or what? They got
Thank
new young
you.
People?
I mean, I didn't know the Yankees could be so bad.
I
the
know.
Cardinals beat the Bureaus 9-3. The Royals beat the Angels 7-3. The Cubs beat the Nationals 4-3. The Padres beat the Dodgers 8-4. And that And the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 7-6.
All right.
Wow. And that's the scores for the MLB.
All right.
And if anybody's been watching golf, if you had any hope for Tiger, it's dead.
He lost, didn't he?
Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's not
Tiger
good.
Started out good in the top five, and then he admittedly, 2 days later, went down to the bottom.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on with Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because didn't you report last week, Bernice, about he had, his ankle or something?
What did I say?
He had surgery on his ankle. Was that Tiger?
No, he was having trouble with his Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heel. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he had surgery on it or not.
Okay.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. He was having trouble with that. But I think on this score, because I seen him do one swing and it just like went way off, and he just threw his club down. He was so far off, and I'm like, oh wow, I've never seen him do that. So,
yeah.
Wow. And then after that,
yeah,
I didn't hear no more.
Because he just won, what was that, Philip Arnold's tournament. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he won that, so they felt that this was his comeback, you know, that,
right.
okay, he's
mm-hmm.
over his hump, he's coming back, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tiger, you're killing
yeah.
us, dude, you're killing us.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, babe, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, you'll bounce
that's
back,
okay.
you'll bounce back.
Yeah, it'll take some time. He went through a lot, so...
Oh, yeah.
He's a tiger, though. Come on back. Rawr.
That's right.
I know myself, I'd like to line up some women for him, okay? Shit, tiger's missing.
Yeah,
the
maybe that could all be
right?
The problem.
Bring the women back, shit. Hook my boy up. You know how good he plays when he got a little nookie? Shit.
Okay.
Hook him up.
He was doing a damn thing.
No, that's right. Okay, y'all, so we're going to come to the part now. We'll try and go through it quickly. Is religion on the cross today? Well, religion, whatever their form, can have major social impact in some societies, mm-hmm. for good or for evil. Of course, in some religions, any social impact they have may be secondary or incidental to their main declared aim of relating people to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the social impact of religions is normally less to do with the religion itself than its institutional form of the church. Now, I want to read about poorer societies. Religions generally have greater social impact in poorer societies where they tend to be supported more strongly by the majority. Often one religion will predominate and will have substantial effect on the government, either the religion controlling the government or the government using the religion as a majority poverty society. Now, you see that in politics. When they go through the Bible Belt to get those votes,
yes.
They
right.
use religion.
That's right. They sure do.
They do.
Yes.
Every chance they get.
They sure mm-hmm. do. And also they use religion in the poorer societies, like a lot of black folks are either Baptist or what's the other one, Pentecostal or Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the poor people because they know poor people, they're looking for hope
yeah.
to get better. And so they get into this, how can I say this? I don't want to say a niche, but they're looking for something, and supposedly the minister is, you know, following you or, you know, leading
right.
his flock.
Uh-huh.
Leading
right.
his flock. But yet you've got these people, and when I say poor society, this is what bugs me. You got people that will come to church in good faith
right.
to find hope, to find a better life. And
mm-hmm.
if they're not a member of that church, they get no help.
Right.
And I
Isn't
don't understand that either.
I don't understand that either.
Well, even so, and let me say this too, Vernice. When
mm-hmm.
these big churches, these mega churches,
right.
how are you assisting all these people?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
you don't even know them. And why do you have to join? I understand that roles, church roles, how many members
mm-hmm.
do they have and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes maybe you haven't got up to the point where you want to go forward to the front of the church to be baptized or whatever, but yet you still are in need of help.
That's right. That's right.
So in the meantime, does God wait until you say, well, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior? Do you haul out and say, God, I need to make my rent. Please show me what do I need to do or show me where I can get help?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't waiting for that. Okay, let me tell you about less poor societies. In less poor societies, religions generally are not supported as widely or as strongly as in poor societies. True
mm-hmm.
that. And many
mm-hmm.
people will generally have less social problems also. There is somewhat less of a social need for religion and generally religion as a somewhat weaker social point. Yeah, because when they're rich, it's like, you know, I made my money. Who is God?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They
That's
showed
right.
a program, and I to relate to this, how would you react? That's not the title of the show.
Oh, what would you do?
What would you
do? Yeah.
They show two
uh-huh.
little kids. The mother put the kids out because it got on her nerves, put them out the car.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're in a kind of poor to middle-class neighborhood. White and black came to the aid of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, your mom's coming back. We're going to be there. They're crying, you know, because it's all set up. But, you know,
right.
they're doing
mm-hmm.
this. Now, they've got a psychologist or psychiatrist with the anchor, the news anchor, and they go into the very rich area, do the same thing, take these two kids, you know, the mother puts them out the car, does the little scene, the kids are sitting
mm-hmm.
on the bench crying and stuff. Do you
mm-hmm.
know all these rich folks just walk past them? Nobody helped?
Oh, my goodness.
And the psychiatrist was
sure
just
did.
Bent out of shape. She was pissed. She said,
yeah.
I can't believe this. They're better off that they could help these children than,
That's
the,
right.
than the poor families.
That's
and
right.
not a one of them. See these kids crying. We want my
mm-hmm.
mama. Where's my mama? Not one of them stopped.
Not
wow.
one. That's the way it is.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with religion. Okay, I done made my money. I got millions of dollars in the bank. Yeah, I know who God is, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to recognize him.
Mm-hmm. Well, God is good to me. I got mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, everybody knows
like
that saying. You don't get blessed until you bless.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you're supposed to pay it forward. That's what we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
Well, go ahead, Mom, with your article, because, yeah, I have a problem with a lot of these churches. I mean, I don't knock anybody. If you feel you need to go to church every day, I mean, not every day, every Sunday, or for whatever reasons, that's fine, but be there for the people. You know, don't tell them, oh, well, you're not saved, we can't help you. Oh, you're not a member, we can't help you. Oh, you got divorced, you can become a Catholic again. I mean, did God say all this? Or is this man talking?
Yeah, see, and
that's man talking.
The Catholics are the worst. The Catholics are worse than any other religion as far as how you're supposed to live and run your life and raise your children. The Catholic religion is the worst. Because I will always say I can get to God quicker right now than I can going to a church, going in a little box to tell a priest my problems. He'll be quicker right now. Why I got to get my car?
Well, he's not God anyway. I don't know why they go there. He's not God anyway.
But they do. They put the Pope and all these people up there. But what are they doing? So, look, let's talk about charities. In many societies, there are charities that have been set up often by churches or religious individuals and by others. These charities generally aim to somehow help some people with some problems. Sometimes their good intentions do actually achieve a lot of real good, and sometimes a little good, and sometimes more harm than good.
Right.
One main problem with charity is that they are often run by people who do not really understand the needs of those that they are meant to help. That's true.
That's true.
Charities for the poor are generally run by the rich. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
Some do try to find out what help is really needed, but many charities only do what they think is needed and get it very wrong. Instead of giving training, a charity may give food, and instead of helping a family, a charity may split up the family.
That's right.
Of course,
and they call that
help.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No. Okay,
they
so
don't,
now.
That's not help.
Okay, now charities with the churches, what are they doing? Okay, now see, that's, and I shouldn't say church, religions. I'm sorry. I take that back, churches. But religion, because I don't believe in religion. I'll put that out there right now. I believe that there's a God, there's a holy breath, and Jesus the Christ. But I do not believe in religion.
I don't believe in religion either.
If God says, come to me for anything, this church is built upon a rock. If I walk in a church and I look nasty, dirty, and filthy, homeless, and I'm saying, is there any way you can help me? And you look at me like, well, yeah, maybe I can make a couple of phone calls, but that's it. But you're a church. You're making money 7 days a week. You don't just make money on Sundays.
Because
some churches have schools affiliated with them. And businesses, y'all, church is big business. DVDs, movies, plays,
CDs,
all kind of stuff that churches do.
Music.
Music. The church is big business now. Well,
wait. Now I want to touch on something real quick.
Okay,
when we're talking about religion and charities.
Now,
it's funny, it just popped in my head. Now, you know, especially our churches, we always got 5, 6, 7 tithings that come through.
I have a problem with that.
Now, have either one of you ever heard one of those tithings, besides for the church building and the choir and the kids? Have you ever heard any of them mentioned for a charity?
Nope.
No.
This tithing is
I've heard about sending them overseas to help somebody overseas,
but
not
Africa
here.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of that. I don't think I've ever been to a church and heard that the tithing is for a charity or for, you know, the homeless or,
you
know, breast cancer or, you know, let's just set this aside for when
there
one of our members are doing bad or maybe a member's family member who isn't a parishioner of our church, but let's help
or
out.
Or donation.
I've never heard that.
I haven't heard that either.
But you better believe on pastor's anniversary they're giving the money. On the deacon's anniversary they're giving money. You know, choir anniversary money. All this stuff is not in the Bible. Okay, y'all, I'm going to tell you right now. None of that shit is in the Bible. And I'm calling it shit because of God.
Yes.
If it's of God, money is not going to be the answer.
Mm-mm.
Love is.
That's right.
Okay.
And Habitat
so
for Humanity, I haven't heard of them donating to them.
No.
you know, for people, you know, building these houses for people who need homes. I haven't heard of them doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
see,
what
also
Habitat
now
for Humanity is.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, too, Vernice, they talk about church and government and separation. It's not anymore. Now it's all intertwined, as we said from the beginning, with the politicians.
It
it's all intertwined. So Shaw brought up a good point. How come they don't, when they have their Sunday services, okay, we're going to do an offering for the homeless. We're going to do an offering for people that don't have jobs.
Exactly.
That might need money or clothing or food in their mouths. Okay, why don't, you know,
well,
shout
go down
out
and pay
point.
Their light bill or their gas bill, you
yeah,
know,
a
something like
that. With
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
a system with that. Yeah, you don't.
Right.
I'm not saying that some of you churches out there are not doing it. Some of you are. But religion is bringing people to your church. Your religion should be doing this.
Yes,
that's right.
And I don't believe in religion. I think religion is nothing but man-made. We need to go back to really what God is. God is of love. So no matter what, if you see a person in need, then you try and help them. Hey,
that's
maybe you don't have money to give them, but you know what? Maybe you can cook them a meal and take it to their house.
Exactly.
Or maybe they need to go to the store. You know, hey, ma'am, let me pick you up. I saw a lady yesterday, and she had two bags of groceries coming from Fred Meyer's. And I said, sister, I said, I don't mean no harm. I said, but do you need a ride home? I'll be more than glad to give it to you. She stood there, and she said, happy Easter, and thank you.
Amen.
She said,
amen.
I'm not that far. She said, I just got a block to go. She said, but thank you, sister, for asking.
That's right.
Now, see, now, what was that?
That's
what
was
God
the harm
in
that?
Yeah,
that ain't
religion.
That's right. That's the God in you.
No, for sure
that's
not.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you ain't going to run up on everybody and give them a ride, but, you know, I could see this was a woman that probably had children and had two big bags of groceries and she walking. I mean, you know, You
that's
can't.
Amazing.
I have a niece in Atlanta that was attending Bishop Long's church, and she's in the service, so her and two other military, well, it was three of them, military, were attending the church every Sunday. They liked it. Well, one of the ladies, I guess, was having some financial difficulties, so she went to the church. Now, mind you, Bishop Long's church is 25,000 members.
Right.
She went to the church to ask because they assess, and they said, well, are you a member? And she said, no, but they had been coming every Sunday. Can't help you.
Wow. That's sad.
Now,
that's
these
sad.
Are military people, y'all, and we said
mega
we're supposed
churches.
To support the military.
And they're in mega churches, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. That's sad. That
is it
so
is.
Sad.
That,
that's
these
sad.
Are servicemen and women, you know, risking their lives for us each and every day. And you don't want to help them? That don't make any sense. But you quick to make sure you cover up your scandals.
That's
oh,
right.
Well, let me run this past y'all right quick, and then we, oh, boy, we're almost at the timeout, too.
Okay.
Some of the ministers that are on investigation right now, Kenneth Copeland, housing allowance, private airport, nine aircraft, travel and shopping, Crefo Dollar, Rolls Royces, private jets, million-dollar landed home, $2.5 million Manhattan apartment.
Yeah, these are
okay.
mega churches, yeah.
Benny Hinn, $10 million seaside, a mansion.
Yes.
A private jet, a Mercedes, SUV convertible, blah, blah, blah. Layovers between crusades at the cost of $9,000 to $3,000 per night at locations including Hawaii, Cancun, London, and Milan. I don't like Benny Hinn anyway.
Wow, must be sweet.
Ain't it?
Must be, huh?
Okay. Okay. Well, y'all, it's getting down to the end of the show, and I definitely want us to go out with a good note. So it's Easter, and as we said earlier, happy Easter. We're going to close the show on a real good song. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Happy Easter. Good night.
Yes, good night, everyone, and here we go. See you next Sunday, and don't forget, y'all, next Sunday is, it's going to be a real good show. Just before the music gets to playing, next Sunday is Would You Investigate the Person You're Dating? Criminal record, health, credit, child care. So remember that. Call in next Sunday, 4 p.m. in the studio. Enjoy the music, and we love y'all.
Mary, oh, Mary, oh, oh, Mary. We're gonna review the story of two sisters. Called Mary and Martha. They had a brother. Named Lazarus. One day while Jesus was away,
don't you move.